朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
有人说将来到天上去多无聊，要永世的时间来赞美神啊。
Some worry that it would be so boring because we have to worship God forever and ever.
我跟你说，你不用担心的。
Let me tell you, don't worry.
啊，到了天上见到伟大的神，我们止不住要来赞美他。
When we go up to heaven and see this great God, we cannot help but worship Him.
刚才 Aaron 说到 Thanksgiving 感恩跟赞美有什么不同
？Aaron just shared with us the difference between Thanksgiving and praising.
感恩常常是因着我们从神面前得到的诸般的恩惠恩典，我们感谢他。
When we give thanks, it's usually because we receive some favor from God and we want to give him thanks. 而我们之所以赞美
他。
But yet when we praise him.
诗篇150篇告诉我们是因为他大能的作为和他极美的大德。
And then Psalm 150 tells us we praise him because of his mighty works and also his virtues.
换句话说，我们是为着他的所事和他所做的，我们在这里赞美他。
In other words, we praise him for what he has done and also who he is.
所以当我们走出去看到浩瀚的宇宙的时候，我们忍不住要来赞美他。
When we go out and see this great universe, we cannot help but praising him.
哇，创造这么浩瀚的宇宙，居然是咱们的老爸。
The creator of such great universe is actually our father, our daddy.
而他甚至说他愿意把整个宇宙赐给我们。
And yet he says he's willing to give us the universe.
他连他的儿子都给我们，他是何况他所造的万有。
He's even willing to give us his only son, yet let alone this universe.
我们要赞美他，真的要。
So we ought to worship him. 啊，
不要灰心哈。
Let's praise him and not give up.
有人曾经问过我，圣经上一再教导我们要谦卑，要谦卑啊，不要去喜欢听别人夸奖你。
So some asked me before, the Bible teaches to be humble and do not run after people's praises.
那为什么圣经一直教导我们要赞美神，赞美神？神为什么不谦卑一点呢？
But then why does Bible keep telling us to praise God? Why is not God humble?
弟兄姊妹，神要我们感恩，要我们赞美。不光是因为他配得我们感谢，配得我们赞美啊。
Actually, it's not only because he is worthy of our praises and worship.
他要我们学会感恩，学会赞美，其实也是为了祝福我们。
Actually, he wants us to learn to give thanks and praises so that we can be blessed.
一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能满足，不可能喜乐的。
A person who does not know how to give thanks cannot be satisfied and cannot have joy.
一个不懂得赞美的人是说出了他对神的认识不够。
And a person who does not know how to praise is because he does not know God enough.
我们能够赞美神多少多深，完全根据于我们对神的认识。
The depth of our praises depends on the depth of the knowledge of God.
所以当我们在那里赞美赞不出话来的时候，词穷的时候，都说明了我们对神的认识非常的肤浅。
If we run out of words to praise God, that means our knowledge of God is very shallow.
所以我们觉得在赞美月，现在十二月开始的赞美月，大家好好的操练啊。
So this month, December is the month of praise. Let us practice it.
主啊，我想赞美你，但说不出来。
Sometimes we say, God, I want to praise you, but I don't know how.
那我们就借着诗篇，诗人怎么赞美神，我们来 copy 卡油一下哈。
So that maybe we can imitate the psalmist to see how they praise God.
但是有一天我们自己也能够向神写出赞美诗来。
And maybe one day we can write our own psalms to praise him.
上次那个讲员来这，你说他说你就算讲不出赞美，你总会说哇，你总会讲这句话吗？
Our guest speaker last time says, even if you run out of words, at least you can say wow.
你看到大峡谷，看到尼加拉瓜大瀑布那个澎湃的那种气势，你总会讲哇。
When you look at the Grand Canyon or the Niagara Falls, at least you will say wow.
到神面前就去哇几声哈。
So let us just go before God and say wow.
哇，神你这么爱我。
Wow, God, you love me so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起学啊。
Let us learn together.
今天十二月 本来应该要讲赞美的题目，但是因为上个礼拜于师母已经帮助我们讲嘴唇的果子赞美了，跟达君。
So originally, we should start on the topic of praise, but then since last Sunday, Pastor Nancy and Da Jun already shared the fruit of the lips.
所以我希望，在年尾的时候能够把我们今年的主题多结果子，荣耀神。做一个打结，所以我讲生命的果子。
So I hope that at the end of the year, I want to sum up all our themes for this year to bear fruit, so that we can.
所以我们今年已经讲了很多很多很多不同的果子了啊。
So this year we have gone through many different types of fruits.
我们讲到福音的果子，嘴唇的果子，悔改的果子，圣灵的果子，还有什么？我们讲了很多。
So we have talked about the fruit of the gospel, the fruit of lips, the fruit of repentance, the fruit of holiness, for Holy Spirit, and a lot more.
但是不管是什么果子，
whatever fruit that is,
它有一个核心的东西，有一个共同的东西，就是生命。
There's something that's to the core of these fruits, that is the life.
所有的果子决定跟生命发生关系。
All fruits have to be related to life.
所以上个礼拜于师母的信息里面已经讲到，结果子其实就是道成肉身。
So Pastor Nancy shared with us last Sunday, to bear fruit is actually to be incarnated by Christ.
所以结果子最真实的意义，甚至是最高的境界，其实就是道成肉身。
So the real meaning and the utmost realm of bearing fruit is to word become flesh.
就是不光基督是我的生命，基督从我的里面被彰显出来，这个叫做结果子。
In other words, not only that Christ is our life, but Christ can live out of us. That is to bear fruit.
它是借着各种不同的方式来表达各种圣灵的果子。
And it's manifested through many different kind of means.
嘴唇。
Like the fruit of lips,
传福音,
to share the gospel,
我们的家庭,
and our family,
我们的悔改,
and our repentance.
因为这边每一件事, everything to do with life.
So everything has to do with life.
都跟基督的生命发生关系。
All has to do with the life of Christ.
所以今天我们要讲结实的果子的时候，不是讲生命的果子的时候。
So today when we want to share about the fruit of life.
我们要特别提醒，生命的果子在神的眼中是太重要的事情。
We have to know that this is such important thing in God's eyes.
它不是可有可无的问题。
It's not just an option for us.
是我们将来都要带着我们这一生的果子去见神的。
Because one day we will have to appear before God with the fruit of our life.
所以圣经上告诉我们，当主耶稣讲的比喻，那个无花果树三年都不结果子。
So in the scripture, there is a parable. Jesus says, "There's a fig tree did not bear fruit for 3 years."
就要把它砍掉了。
Then Jesus says, "Cut it down."
因为说它是白占地土。
Because it wastes up the ground.
弟兄姊妹，我们一下子一年过去了哈。
So before our eyes, a year has gone by.
我不晓得从一月一号到现在，我们身上什么东西长进了，什么果子出来了。
I don't know since the beginning of the year, in what area have we grown or have we borne fruit?
我希望我们的长进不光只是体重、白头发或是皱纹。
I hope that our growth area is not just gray hair or our weight or our wrinkles.
希望在我们的生命里面，连我们的家人都能见证说我们不一样了。
I hope that in our life, even our family can tell that we're different.
果子一定会彰显出来的。
The fruit will be manifested.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，三年不结果子，在主的心中就觉得砍掉。
So if for three years there's no fruit to Jesus, it ought to be cut down.
因为说到白占地土。
Because it wastes up the ground.
无花果树不结果子，神说咒诅它，主耶稣咒诅它。
If a fig tree does not bear fruit, Jesus will curse it.
明明该结果子，但是却不结果。
Because it ought bear fruit.But yet it does not.
弟兄姊妹，结果子其实不是一件可有可无的事，是非常重要的事情。
Therefore, to bear fruit is not something optional; it's mandatory.
所以，我们今年的主题经文《约翰福音》十五章告诉我们，主说：“凡不结，凡是属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。”
Like the theme of this year, John 15 verse 2 says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away."
凡结果子的枝子，他就修理干净，让枝子结果子更多。
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit.
所以不管他剪去或是他修剪，都是为了让能够结果子更多。
Whether he cuts it down or he prunes, he wants to gain more fruit.
弟兄姊妹，我相信 一个认真的基督徒，你一定常常经历到神在我们身上修剪的工作。
I'm sure any sincere Christian will experience the pruning of God.
不该讲的话，不该有的存心，不该有的关系，不该有的这种追求，神常常在我们身上做修剪的工作。
God oftentimes prunes from ungodly relationships or ungodly words or whatever that is not of Him.
而整个的目的是非常积极的，是叫我们结果子更多。
And all purposes are very positive so that we can bear more fruit.
所以当一个生命在这里成长的时候
，When a life grows.
他会面临各式各样的挑战跟考验。
It will face all kinds of challenges and testing.
所以我在想，今天用马太福音十三章撒种的比喻，做一个最好最好的一个根据，我们来讲，要结果子其实是面对很多挑战的。
So today we want to look at all the challenges to bear fruit based on the parable in Matthew chapter 13.
啊，因为我们没有时间去读这么多的经文，因为撒种的比喻在马太、马可、路加都讲了。
Actually, this parable of the sower appears in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
但是我要先提醒大家一件事情的，就是今天这个比喻不是一个普通的比喻。
I like to remind everyone, this is not an ordinary parable.
主耶稣特别说这个比喻，如果你不懂的话，你怎么可能懂其他的比喻？
Because Jesus says, if you do not understand this parable, how can you understand other parables?
而且这个比喻是在主耶稣讲所有的比喻之前的讲的第一个比喻。
And this is the first parable of Jesus.
所以它实在是非常重要的一件事。
So this is very, very important.
那我们今天读这个比喻的时候，主耶稣甚至告诉我们，从前有很多的先知异人想要听你们所听的，却听不到。
And when Jesus said of this parable, he says, before you, there were many prophets and righteous people. They wanted to hear this, but they could not.
想看你们的看不到，但是今天你们却听见了，却看见了。
And they wanted to see what you see, but they could not. But today, you have heard and you have seen.
所以我们要带着一个非常认真的心来听主耶稣为什么讲这个比喻，这个比喻到底告诉我们什么，为什么它这么重要。
And that is with a sincere heart to read this parable and to understand why this is so important and what does it have to tell us.
我想因为大家都很熟，所以我们只读十三章主耶稣的解释就好了。马太福音十三章。
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 13 because we're very familiar. Let's just read the explanation of Jesus.
那我们就读十三章的我的讲义上只放十九到二十三，所以我们就读十九到二十三。
Verses 19 to 23。
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把撒在他心里的夺了去。这就是撒在路旁的了，撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。极致未到遭遇患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的，就是人听了道明白了，后来结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍，有三十倍的。啊，请用英文读一遍哈。
Let's read together in English. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places.This is he who bears the fruit and immediately receives it in with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. When the tribulation of persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
好，我想大家都是很聪明的人哈。现在不要看圣经，我考你们一下。
Now, I believe everyone is smart. Let me give you a quiz.
在主耶稣讲的撒种的比喻里面。
In this parable.
这四种的情形。
There are four kinds of circumstances.
有哪些东西是一样的？
What are the things that are common among the four conditions?
种子是一样的。
Yes, the same seed.
还有没有？还有什么是一样的？
Anything else?
撒种的。
The sower.
撒种的人啊。
Same sower.
那还有什么不一样？
And what are the differences?
不同的地啊。
Different grounds.
很好。
Yes.
还有什么不同？
Anything else?
你们不要同时讲嘛，帮我一个忙，我只能听一个人。有没有人要举手讲
？Anyone volunteer?
还有什么不同
？Anything else is different?
好，后面有一位。不同的结果非常好。
Different results, different yields.
好，那不同的土地，不同的结果。
Different grounds and different yields.
啊，这两个也是最大的不同。你要差一个的话，就是他们面对的是不同的挑战。不同淘汰他的方式。
Yes, they face different challenges and different ways of elimination.
好，那这是第一个解决的问题。第二个要解决的问题，到底土地指的什么
？So what does ground refer to?
啊，大声一点。
人的心。
人的心啊。
The heart of man.
你刚刚是讲国语吗？对不起，我耳朵重听，听不清楚。我以为他人的心。
Yes, the heart of man.
啊，非常好哈。那位，你如果仔细去看圣经，像马可福音第四章，他说撒旦立刻来，把撒在他心里的夺去了。这次讲撒在路旁， so、叫做撒在他心里的，把他给夺去了。
It also says in Mark 4 that Satan will come and then snatch away what is sown in his heart.
那土遣石头地上的呢？马可福音第四章十七节也讲说，但是因为他心里没有根
，and then The stony places, that means there's no root in his heart.
那路加福音第八章告诉我们，撒在好土里的就是持守在诚实善良的心里。
And then to fall into the good ground is to holding to a noble heart.
所以我们要讲这个之前，必须要先解决这个土、这个地到底表明什么。
So first of all, we have to understand what does this ground mean.
表明我们的心。
It represents our heart.
换句话说，你用什么心，用什么态度来承受这生命之道？
In other words, with what kind of attitude and heart to receive this word of life?
因为你这个不解决的话，
if we do not deal with it,
就像我听过有人问我，他说这个不能怪我们，是怪那个撒种的技术太差了。
And then because I heard some complaint as.It's not to blame us. It's the sower. He does not have good skill to sow.
你晓得神儿里面读圣经五花八门都有哈。
So you know that Christians we interpret the scripture any way we want.
他为什么要撒在路旁呢
？Why did the sower sow on the wayside？
他为什么要撒到荆棘里呢
？And why would he sow on the thorns？
因为什么我们就把责任丢给撒种的
？So we blame on the sower.
那这里这个撒种的是谁？圣经上没有明说。
The Bible did not tell us who is the sower.
他不像接下来讲败子的比喻，说到那撒种的就是人。讲到耶稣
It's not like the other parable, like the sowing of the tare. It says the sower is Jesus.
所以撒种的比喻很可能还是讲的耶稣，或是说神所使用的仆人，任何的方式把种子撒给我们的。
So possibly in this parable, the sower refers to the Son of Man or God's servants.
所以在这里的关键不要叫我们去注意到撒种的到底是谁，或是撒的技术是什么。这里要我们注重的是，到底我们是用什么心。来承受神的生命种子。
So the key is not for us to focus who is the sower and how skillful he is, but with what kind of heart and attitude we receive this word of life with the seed.
所以一方面他讲到这四种的地，讲到四种不同的人，但是另外一方面也讲到任何一个人都可能拥有这四种的地。
Yes, it could refer to four kinds of grounds and four types of people, yet.Also, for the same person, we could have these four kinds of hearts.
一面来说，我们不能够否认，今天在神家里面，你放眼去看，的确有些人好像种子落在好土里，长得很好，长得很快。
Yes, it is true that if you look around at churches, you will find Christians with a sincere heart, and the word can grow very well.
你也会看到一些人好像怎么讲到他都不改变。
Or there are some people they will never change, no matter how much you teach.Because they just cannot receive the word of God.
你也会看到有一些人真的在这里，不是不爱主，但是土遣 捡石头地或荆棘挤住了，让道不能够结实。
But yeah, there are other people who are very sincere, but then the word just crowded with the thorns and the stones.
但是我也需要提醒弟兄姊妹，它另外一面的意义就是我们到底用什么心态，所以任何人可以拥有这四种的地。
And yet, on the other hand, anyone could have these four kinds of attitudes, four kinds of ground.
而且我们到底用什么态度来看神对我们说话
？And with what kind of attitude we treat the word God speaks to us？
那我不是要为我们传道人推卸责任，我们也的确有责任，好，没有好好撒种。
I'm not saying that the preachers cannot be blamed. We have our responsibility too, because we have to sow the word of God.
甚至很多的时候，我们根本没有种。
Or
对不起啊，没有种子。
Or sometimes we do not even have the right seed.
那个属灵粮食都没有啊。
And we do not have the fruit, the spiritual food.
有一次航空小姐报告说，请各位旅客把安全带绑紧。
There was one time a stewardess on the airplane announced that please fasten your seat belt.
然后乘客就问她说，又没有这个turbulence， 又没有这种气流，你为什么叫我们绑
？So the passenger on the plane asked the stewardess, "There's no turbulence. Why do you ask us to fasten the seat belt?"
他说飞机起飞了以后才发现今天忘了把食物运上来。
Because after the plane took off, then we realized that we do not we do not bring up the food.
所以今天飞机上没有 food.
So we do not serve food today.
其实现在的飞机都没有在美国的了。那个我每次坐 UA 都饿死了。
Actually, if you fly domestic in the U.S., they don't serve food anymore. I often get starved.
今天我们传道人也很亏欠，很多时候神儿女们来了一趟，结果没有吃到东西。
And sometimes we preachers fall short too, because the children of God come to church and they're not fed.
有时候跟坐 UA 一样，还得自己带吃的才行。
Sometimes you come to church like you're boarding a UA airplane. You have to bring your own snacks.
今天我们的注意力就不放在这些傻种的，我们放在到底我们用什么心来听神的话。
But yet today, let's not focus.On the sower, but with what attitude we receive God's word.
请大家特别注意啊。
So please pay attention.
这里讲的每一种的情形都可能发生在你我的身上。
Any of these four circumstances can happen to you and me.
都可能发生在我们每一次读经、每一次听到、每一次聚会的时候。
It could happen to us whenever we read the Bible or come to meetings.
甚至发生在恩膏在我们里面提醒我们、对我们说话的时候。
Or when it happens when the anointing of the Holy Spirit reminds us.
第一件事情
，First，
他在这里说撒在路旁。
It says the seed is sown on the wayside。
细节我不讲，但是有三件事情大家一定要注意到的。
But three things we have to pay attention to。
这里说到撒在路旁
，When it's sown on the wayside，
他特别提到说飞鸟立刻来，而且就把它给吃尽了。
It says birds of the air came immediately and devoured it。
请大家注意，这个立刻就来。
It comes immediately。
它不光吃，而且把它给吃尽了。
Not only that, it comes to eat, but devour the seed。
另外的一个讲法就被人给践踏了。
Another way of saying is that it's being trampled。
或者说就把这个种子给夺去了。
Or being the seed snatched away。
就让它不能够结实。
So that it cannot bear fruit。
所以弟兄姊妹，今天这件事情在今天在神家里面发生的太普遍了。
Actually, this is so common in churches of God.
对不起哈，那我不是因为是于师母上礼拜讲到，应该如果是我讲到，我来问更好哈。你记不记得上个礼拜的信息讲什么
？Do you remember the message of last Sunday？
凯尔记得。No. 好吧 ，English group 一样哈。或是两个礼拜以前是我讲的，不是陈敏讲的。三个礼拜以前是我讲的，那你们记得多少
？Do you remember the message two Sundays ago or three Sundays ago？
那就为什么礼拜二请大家分享主日信息，没有一个人讲得出话来
？That's why when we ask people to feedback on Sunday message，
你要知道多少的信息，一个礼拜一个礼拜一个礼拜讲，一个礼拜一个礼拜一个礼拜听，没有多少留下来。
Because week after week we preach， but week after week not much is retained。
我们以为没什么，其实这是一场属灵的征战。
We take it lightly, but actually this is a spiritual battle.
四世纪第六章讲到 每次以色列人撒种的时候，米甸人就立刻来，多如海边的沙。
The book of Judges chapter 2 says every time the Israelites sow and the Midianites will come and destroy.
圣经上说他是全面的破坏所有的土产，让以色列人极其贫乏。
The Midianites will come and destroy all the land, all the fields, so that the Israelites fall into poverty. Places.
这是一场属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual war.
虽然心理学家告诉我们，人眼睛看来的东西，过一阵子只记得10%。
Even though psychologists tell us,
对不起，人听来的。
Even though psychologists tell us that whatever we see after a while, we only retain 10% of it.
你看来的，过一段时间剩下15%。
Whatever you hear, you only retain 10%. Whatever you see, you retain 15%.
如果你不光听了看了，你自己说过一遍的话。
But if you not only that you have seen, you have heard, but you also have spoken about it.
你大概可以记得60%-70%。
You probably remember 60%-70%.
如果你真的去做过、去实行过、去经历过，你大概记得90%。
But if you actually practice and you experience it, you probably retain 90% of it.
所以。大家自己觉得这个数字准不准确？
Do you think these numbers are pretty accurate?
有人可能连10%都没有剩下。
Some probably retain even less than 10%.
所以你要晓得，如果我们不认真，用很真心来听神的话，来读神的话，我们读完盖起来忘记了。
If we do not sincerely and seriously read God's words after we close up the Bible, we don't remember.
我大学有一个属灵同伴哈，他就是非常会盯我们哈。
In college, I have a spiritual companion who always pushes us.
我碰到我们就就说，哎 ，James， 你今天早上有没有晨更啊
？And then whenever he sees me, he will say, like, James, did you have morning devotion today?
他说有。
And says yes.
那你今天早上读什么
？And what did you read this morning?
你读哪一章
？Which chapter?
也许凑了一章，随便讲一个啊，这个犹大书第二章。
And maybe you make it up. You say, the book of Jude, chapter 2.
犹大书没有第二章。
There's no chapter 2 of the book of Jude.
他就问，那你内容是讲什么？你最大的得着是什么
？And it says, what did you gain from reading?
所以你骗不了他，你骗了他第一次，你以后碰到他不敢骗，因为他一直追问你。
Because so you cannot trick this person because he will keep asking.
你就发现我们真的很容易读完了，可能你真的读了，但是盖起来常常就忘记了。
Probably we actually read it, but after we close up the Bible, we don't remember much.
所以，那你会说这个只是我们记忆力的问题，人太忙了，记不了这么多。
You might say this is my memory issue because I'm too busy, I can't remember.
所以我请大家特别注意到圣经上告诉我们怎么讲。
But then what the Bible says?
他在这里讲说，撒旦立刻来。
Satan,
Mark 福音第四章
Mark chapter 4 it says Satan comes immediately.
Mark 福音说那恶者立刻来
The devil comes immediately.
所以你要知道生命之道神的话留不下来是撒旦一个有计划有目的的属灵征战
So actually the fact that we cannot retain God's words is actually a scheme a plan of Satan.
千万不要以为道记不下来是很普通很习惯的一件事情，这是一场属灵征战。
So please do not take it lightly, thinking this is very common, but this is a spiritual battle.
他立刻来，把撒在你里面的道给夺去了。
And Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that is sown in your heart.
飞鸟来，立刻把这个道吃尽了。
The birds of air comes immediately and devour it completely.
我不晓得你 PowerPoint 有没有放，我刚刚一直在讲到太专心了这个看得到吗？我乌漆麻黑的，就是几只鸟在吃剩下的种子。
You see the birds of the air, it comes to devour.
我30年前在另外一个地方聚会的时候，我们的传道人有一次做见证。
About 30 years ago, at that time, our church's preacher once gave a testimony.
他说他年轻的时候有一次到教会去。
Says when he was young, one time he went to church.
所以这件事情发生是离现在60年以前了。他说他去教会听到传道人在那里讲。 耶和华是我的牧者，他爱我们，他眷顾我们。
So this happened about 60 years ago. The preacher was preaching, the Lord is our shepherd. He loves us and he cares for us.
哦，他那天非常感动。
That day he was so touched.
充满着喜乐。
So he was full of joy.
散会出来的时候。
And after meeting,
发现他脚踏车被偷了。
He found out that his bicycle was stolen.
马上找上那个耶和华是我的牧者。哎呀，他那样子的爱我，保护我，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，所有的道全部不见了。
So all that, the words that he heard, the Lord is my shepherd, he loves me and cares for me, and there will be grace and mercy all the days of my life, all of a sudden forgotten.
神爱我，为什么会有这样子的事呢？
If God loves me, why would this happen?
有时候我们听到，哎呀，我们说决定回家要好好爱太太，我好好顺服丈夫。
And sometimes after we heard the message, we decided we're gonna go home and love my spouse.
没想到在车上一件小事吵起来了，就通通都被夺去了。
But probably even on the way home, you had a quarrel and everything is taken away.
有没有过？
Has it happened to you?
要好好爱主，讨神喜悦，回家就犯了一个罪，所有的东西都掉了。
You're determined to love the Lord, and then you go home immediately. You sin, and everything is lost.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得哈，这是撒旦有计划、有目的的要来夺去，而且是立刻夺，而且是全部吃尽。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to remember this is strategy of Satan. He purposefully comes immediately and takes away and devours it completely.
第二件事情
，Secondly,
撒在土浅石头地上。
The seed is sown on the stony places.
我因为经文的位置不够，所以大家回去看上面的列的经文啊。他说，因为撒在石头地上的，就是人听得到，当下欢喜领受。那是因为心里面没有根，不过是暂时的，即使未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
So, the scripture actually says, he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word, immediately receives it with joy, and yet he has no root in himself and endures only for a while. When tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles.
这个故事的平行经文是在马可福音第四章一到二十节，跟路加福音第八章四到十五节。
We can also go home to see the parallel scriptures, Mark chapter 4 verses 1 to 20 and Luke chapter 8, 4 to 15.
大家可以回家读。
And you can read when you go home.
但在这里，他告诉我们土浅石头地。
It says the stony places.
就是当时听到道，当时欢喜领受。
That this person will receive the word immediately and receive it with joy.
但是因为没有根，得不着滋润。
But yet, because he has no root, there's no moisture.
这是他后来枯干的原因。
And that is the reason for it to dry up later.
没有根。
There's no root.
是关键。
That is the key.
为什么没有根呢？
Why it doesn't have key, the root?
因为它得不到没有根，得不到滋润，所以它枯干了。
Because it does not have moisture.
就是很多的道进不到深处，不能够生根。
Somehow the word cannot go into the depths of his heart to take root.
所以神的话听完了，没有办法深入进到我们真正的内心的深处。
That means after we hear God's words, the word cannot enter into the depths of our heart.
那为什么没办法深入呢？
Why can't it go into our heart?
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。